AP News, I'm Mike Hempen. AP correspondent Ed Donahue reports on new details of a deadly shooting in Idaho.
New video shows a gunman's fatal attack at an Idaho In-N-Out Burger drive-thru. It shows one of three victims was killed when the gunman fired through a drive-up window before shooting more people outside the restaurant.
What happened here was violent, frightening, and deeply traumatic.
Twin Falls Police Chief Matthew Hicks says they're still searching for a motive.
Families in this area, what should have been a normal Saturday afternoon, dealt with the worst thing imaginable. Employees showing up for work, visitors coming to see our beautiful city, and instead they were confronted with chaos, fear, and now loss.
When the gunman headed to a trail, he came across two people, including one with his hands in the air talking to him. He distracted the gunman from possibly pursuing others on the trail. The gunman subsequently killed himself as police closed in. I'm Ed
Republican
Donahue.
Senator Bill Cassidy of Louisiana says he'll vote for Todd Blanche as attorney general, saying Blanche is being criticized for things he has no control over.
He points out that he has been criticized for presidential pardons given to January 6 rioters, some of whom assaulted police officers. Many of us were here then, but this is a presidential prerogative and he is not the president. He also points out that he can advise the president, but the president is not obligated to take his advice.
Cassidy's support likely paves the way for Blanche to be confirmed. U.S. employers unexpectedly cut 23,000 jobs last month, and the Labor Department revision shaved 103,000 jobs off payrolls in May and June. Stocks rose on Wall Street, and Treasury yields fell after the government reported the jobs cut. The S&P 500 rose 0.6%, topping the all-time high it set on Tuesday. The Dow and the NASDAQ also were up. This is AP News. A Spanish police raid has smashed a vast Mediterranean smuggling network, arresting 78.
The EU police agency Europol and Spain's Civil Guard say their operation dismantled a major criminal network involved in trafficking migrants, drugs and weapons across the Western Mediterranean, which Spain describes as one of the largest criminal organizations specializing in maritime human trafficking in the region. The takedown of the group underscores the highly professional and highly lucrative nature of migrant and drug smuggling operations in the narrow sea that separates Europe from North Africa. The network had specialized in arranging storage, transport, refueling, maritime transfers, vessel maintenance, and counter-surveillance services for other smuggling gangs. I'm Charles Tillesma.
Authorities in Serbia are racing to contain major wildfires amid extreme heat and drought. I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.